Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Each night when I go to sleep, I die. And the next morning, when I wake, I am reborn. That is a quote from the great Mahatma Gandhi. And today we are talking about past lives, reincarnation, time. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're at in this beautiful, healing, transformative planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, live here in my studio in the beautiful Pacific Northwest of Seattle, Washington, where we're actually about to get some snow. So we're going to get our first snow of the year in just a few days, so it's a little bit chilly here. But I hope that you are staying safe and that you are staying well and sane and informed during these very difficult, trying times that we're all going through with this great pandemic that has impacted the world. And I just want to just say before we start the show, I want to give a inspired listener shout out, of course, to all of what I call our healthcare heroes, those on the front lines, nurses, doctors, paramedics, nurse assistants, everybody that is giving these shots, these vaccinations, everybody that is out there in the world making sure that we still have, you know, food and supplies and, you know, delivering the mail and our railroad workers and our truck drivers. And I just call you our heroes, both healthcare heroes and society heroes. We just want to acknowledge you. We see you. We appreciate you. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. So today, we're going to be talking, like I said, about past lives, reincarnation. I was singing a little Steve Miller before we came on the air, a little, time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. So we're going to be talking about that because that's a very interesting topic when we talk about reincarnation in past lives. We're going to bring our guest on here in just a second. I've worked with Sakura for a couple years now, and she actually has a really well-known show here in Seattle on the AM radio network, and been on her show. We've had a lot of fun, and I figured it was time to bring her on Inspired Living so she could share her experiences and her knowledge and the journey that she's gone through. And if you want to listen to the show, you can always catch us here every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern through the Om Times Radio Networks. It is an internet-based radio show, so you can listen to the show from anywhere in the world on many different devices. No password needed, no membership, no username, none of that. You just go to Om Times Radio, click on the global player for free, and you can catch my show and amazing other shows. It's not just myself. There's amazing people on this network doing very inspirational, transformative healing work through the Om Times Radio Network. And you can also catch Om Times Magazine, which also does a lot of great work out around the world. If you want to follow the page of Inspired Living Radio, the main page is our Facebook page called Inspired Living Radio! Exclamation. So make sure to join the global community where I believe we're approaching almost 2,000 listeners. So that's really humbling for me because I remember when I started out and there was just two of us, and we've grown. And we always say, you know, if you come to the Facebook page, let us know where you're listening from. Post a picture on where you're at in the world. There's a world wall map in the announcement section. Let us know where you're listening from, and we really appreciate you listening to the show, whether it's the live broadcast, which you're listening to right now, or our podcast, which will stream here in about 24 hours over to our other channels of iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, YouTube, Om Times Radio Archives. I also have a link to all six seasons of Inspired Living Radio at marklanehart.com. Or you can just find me by just typing in The Intuitive Prospector, and I should pop up. If you want to follow us on other social media networks, if you're on the Twitter platform, you can follow us at Inspired For Us. That is the number 4. If you're on the Instagram platform, you can follow us, same handle, Inspired For Us. And if you want to catch my live show every Monday morning, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays is a 30-minute inspirational show filled with encouragement, motivations, inspiration. And then I do the Healing Cafe immediately following, which is live readings with people all around the world. It's a lot of fun, so I hope that you'll join us there. And with that, let's get into our show talking about past lives and reincarnation and what is it all about? Is it real? Is it not real? Sakura Sutter's going to let us know a little bit about Sakura, who's our special guest today. She is a wealth of knowledge. She does her own radio show and her own podcast, so she is very similar in the pathways of what I do to bring, you know, information and knowledge and education and enlightenment to those ears out there that are listening. And we also have, you know, lots of questions about the fascinating topic about past lives and reincarnation. Do we believe in reincarnation, not only from this planet, but from other planets as well, multi-dimension? Do we believe that we have reincarnated from another world? Maybe we lived a different life. Are we here just once and by chance? What makes us believe or not believe in a life after this one? So let's do a little bit of spiritual prospecting for our own spiritual knowledge. And Sakura Sutter is a master esthetician. She's a spiritual hypnotherapist and coach, intuitive medium, and radio host of Love from the Hip. She has been working in the cosmetic industry for 18 years. She left the larger spas to open up her own hybrid practice to care for clients in a way that she believed they needed to be cared for. In her own practice, Sakura incorporates skin, mind, and energy modalities to help her clients address the big picture by assisting them with overcoming trauma patterns and phobias, releasing emotional blockages, and even connecting with lost loved ones. Sakura helps people to love what's on the inside so that they can love what's on the outside or be comfortable in their own skin. A few years ago, Sakura was on the brink of death with a rare autoimmune disorder, which forced her into healing herself, especially the part of her she didn't understand and had suppressed for so long for fear of being different. Sakura had to learn to love herself again. And after successful healing, she started her radio show, Love from the Hip, in hopes of not only sharing her own personal story to lend support to others suffering from any physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual ailments, but also to provide a place where people could go who felt alone. And she strives to gather resources, research, and recommendations that others may resonate with and bring into their own healing journey. Sakura has made it her mission in life to help others to heal and love themselves again. You can find more information about her at SakuraSutter.com, and you can also check out her show over on SoundCloud, Love from the Hip. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio, my friend. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Well, thanks for being here, and thanks for sharing this interesting, fascinating topic that we're going to be talking about today, past lives and reincarnation. I'm a little bit tongue-tied today. I guess that Mercury retrograde is really setting in as I'm trying to, you know, say all these different words, and hypnotherapist and medium. And yeah, just kind of just tell us about yourself. Share with the listeners around the globe. I love the journey. I love the story, and I love the inspiration and what you're bringing forth.
Yeah, well, in a nutshell, I've kind of always been very different. And honestly, I haven't really figured out who I am until the last few years on my spiritual journey, but more so through interviewing just fascinating souls from around the world who have so much wisdom to offer. So that's kind of the short end of it.
Well, and that's why I do these shows, to be honest with you. I do the shows because I learn so much. I mean, right. You know, it's the information. You know, I always say that, you know, if you're a prospector looking for your own gold out there, you know, we start with education, and education leads us to that path of knowledge, and that knowledge, you know, hopefully leads us to a little bit more wisdom in this journey of life and what we call, you know, the human experience, and then eventually leads us to enlightenment. And I know reincarnation is a focus on that path of, you know, maybe coming back a couple times to do this all over again and, you know, get to that place of enlightenment. But I do radio because I get to connect with so many amazing people like yourself. And So just tell us about, you know, why you chose this topic today of past lives and reincarnation and your own journey of transformations and healing. Because I remember when we first met a few years ago, you had just gotten over, you were just coming out of that autoimmune disorder that you were experiencing. I remember you showing me the pictures and it looked so painful, and look at you now.
Yeah, it's actually been a miraculous recovery. So a lot of what I went through, that illness in particular, had a lot to do with suppressing who I am and what I'm about and stepping into my true self. And I was suppressing myself as a child, because really what was happening for me, the reason why I chose this topic today is because this has kind of been my whole lifetime so far. Past lives has been in and out, and it explains so much for who I am. And so as a child, I was experiencing, you know, I was labeled a hypochondriac. I feared death completely. I thought I had cancer. I thought I had a stroke. I thought I was having heart attacks. And then aside from that, I had these unexplained phobias, especially for one around food, right? So if I didn't see you prepare my food and I didn't know you, I automatically assumed that you were trying to poison me. And so a lot of these things, and my poor parents, they're young, right? Like, they don't know any better and they think I'm acting out for attention. So, you know, as I'm getting to understand and going through my journey, so I had to suppress that, suppress who I am, because I thought I was just crazy. And of course, my parents had threatened to send me away to an insane asylum. But then it wasn't until I started my spiritual path and studied hypnosis in 2013 with Mary Lee LaBey that I even started to move into past lives, right? Like, or even just take it seriously and understand what was happening. And then even more so in the last couple of months, interviewing a hypnotherapist from Scotland, and our topic was also past life regression, which he studies, and coming to learn about Dr. Stevenson and Dr. Ian Stevenson, who provided the first, you know, scientific evidence of reincarnation, talked about children having these past life recalls, talked about children having these unexplained phobias, and also birthmarks that were related to the way they had died in their prior lives. And then also talking about these children having night terrors, and these night terrors were past life recalls. Well, lo and behold, after I did that show, my mother called me to let me know I too experienced years of these night terrors. So it's just kind of understanding myself, and then even where the illness fits in, as far as that was me, again, suppressing myself. And that was my body saying, no more. You need to stand in your power and stand in your authenticity. And so that's why I think past life regression is so important, because it brings that out for so many people.
Yeah, agree 100%. I just last year, 2018, going into 2019, went through some great changes, and I actually had my first experience with hypnotherapy and went through a very intense course. And Lisa, you know, who helped me with that, helped me kind of, you know, really get some root cause analysis and get to some deep seated, you know, problems that I had, you know, had locked away for many years. And, you know, awareness is the greatest agent for change, as Eckhart Tolle teaches us. And it was tough, you know, going through the hypnotherapy sessions. You know, the seven life path is what she was teaching on. But, you know, it really did help me heal. And, you know, I know with what you were going through with the skin, which is the largest organ on the body, and it's the, you know, the direct organ that interfaces with our external world. If we're not comfortable in our own skin, the skin will let us know, right? So right. I was even having some issues with, you know, some skin issues because I just was not, you know, accepting my authentic self and embracing and moving into a healing modality. And so, yeah, it was very eye-opening, very transformative to be able to, you know, go through those sessions. And, you know, even a little bit of, you know, past life, you know, regression, if you will. So for our listeners out there, how would you, before our first break, how would you define in your perspective what reincarnation really is?
Well, I do believe that, so reincarnation is essentially being born over and over again into another soul. And so essentially you're bringing in your karma that you had from your past life. And karma isn't good or bad, you know, it's neutral. So you're bringing in the karma, you're bringing in the lesson until you learn it. And so you'll just keep bringing it in. And so if you don't learn it, you're going to keep, you know, incarnating or reincarnating. And just like the Buddhists believe, you reincarnate until you hit enlightenment. And enlightenment is that state where you can love everything and anything all the same, which is really hard to get to, right?
Yeah, exactly. I say karma is, for how I viewed karma, you know, when I was raised in religion, I was taught that karma was a, you know, if you do good, you get good back. If you do bad, you get bad back. But over my spiritual transformations and journey, I find that karma is just a series of teachable moments. And these teachable moments, because that for me is what life is, learn it from experience as an acronym, I realized that karma, we have all these different lessons and experience, or what I call soul adventures, that allows us to learn from them. Or some people, you know, don't learn and just keep, you know, repeating the pattern. That's the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting that different outcome. But yeah, right. For me, karma is a series of teachable moments so I can progress to find that diamond within, you know, because that diamond is not created without extreme pressures of life. You know, we can remain pieces of coal, just lumps of coal if we want. But if you apply that pressure, we know that coal over time turns into a beautiful diamond. But it's right. Not an easy journey. So, you know, reincarnation is something that's very fascinating, discussed in several religions around the world. Not so much here in Christianity. I know the Bible, you know, I've done some scripture, you know, in my own journey, and it does mention it, but more on the philosophies of the Indian philosophies. Buddhism, Hinduism, for example, are really big into that reincarnation, that dharma, if you will, to come back and learn from a different perspective, whether it's a man or a woman. So you can understand, because, you know, the best thing about learning is, in order to learn it, you got to walk in your own shoes before you can walk in somebody else's, right?
Right, yeah, and see it from all facets and all views, for sure.
Yeah. So we're going to go to our first break here, and when we come back in 2 minutes, we're going to continue this journey of exploration and discovery through mind, body, and spirit of past lives, reincarnation, and our special guest today, Sakira Sutter, joining us here right here in Seattle, Washington. So we'll be back here in 2 minutes. Stick around. This is Inspired Living Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part. because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Today's special guest, Sakura Sutter, talking about past lives and reincarnation, a fascinating topic and discussion today here on Inspired Living Radio. It reminded me of the saying, let go of the past, but keep the lessons it taught you, because we were just talking about karma, a series of teachable moments. And during the break, Sakura, I still have Steve Miller in my mind. Just time keeps on slipping, and that sand just keeps slipping into the future, and that, you know, the illusion of time, and our greatest commodity on our journey here is time. But let's talk about your journey with past lives and reincarnation. When did you first learn about past lives, and when did you first learn about reincarnation, and what did you think then to what you think now?
So I really hadn't taken it seriously until 2013 when I studied it with Mary Lee LeBay. So she did my first past life regression, and you know, it unfolded like a movie, much like a movie I'd never seen before. And the time was so accurate. Everything was so accurate. And I'm actually not really good with dates and history, believe it or not. And so when I came back to research what I went through, it all made sense. But there was also a message that carried in for it. And so that was my first experience with past lives and reincarnation. Even though I had studied Buddhism as a child, I had a hard time believing that we could reincarnate as a bug. Like, I could come back as a bug. Like, why would I want to come back as a bug? So, and then again, I studied spiritual response therapy, which I don't know if you're familiar with, but that's with Unity Minister Robert Dutzler and the sociologist Dr. Clark Cameron. And that is a series of charts that goes back over your past life programs that you have running. So it just started to make more sense to me as I moved into it. And, you know, just basically more on my spiritual journey, on my spiritual path. And then I kept running into things like having my own past life regressions done through other hypnotherapists was also insight for me as to the fact that I had also reincarnated, if not many, many times. Right. And then what those lessons and messages were that I was bringing in into this lifetime.
Yeah. It's fascinating. And, you know, and for me, I'm such a student of history, because I think that, you know, history has a rhyme and a reason and a flow to it. It doesn't repeat itself, but even where we're currently at in our modern era, you look back at some of the episodes and periods of history, and you can see that there's still a lot of similarities. And, you know, reincarnation for me, when I, you know, because I didn't always believe in this stuff until I had my near-death experience, and until I had, you know, had suffered great trauma and tragedy with the loss of my brothers, I didn't really even think about death. I didn't even think about spiritualism. I didn't think about psychic sciences and mediumship and metaphysics and meditation. None of that. That was kind of that, you know, that woo-woo column for me, and I was more focused in here on what I could do in life. But after all those events unfolded, and I started to literally become a prospector in search of my own answers and understanding of what this journey is, reincarnation goes all the way back to, you know, Greek historical figures such as Socrates, Plato, Pythagoras. If you know the Pythagoras theorem from mathematics, they talked about, you know, the afterlife or the spirit world or coming back and forth, almost like a portal or a door. And, you know, it's just always been kind of fascinating to me. Like, yeah, why would I want to come back as a bug? You know, a bug's life. What would be that? What would be that perspective? But I've also learned in this journey up to this date so far that the art of spiritualism is the ability to shift your perspective. Because if you can't shift and alter your perspective, you know, my way is not always the right way, even though the ego mind wants to think it is. For those of us on the journey, it's about shifting perspective and seeing things from a different way, you know. And if you came back as a bug, you wouldn't even know that you were necessarily a human, because you have soul amnesia, and you would just be content on being a bug, right? And just enjoy the bug's life.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think also to add to that, I think part of the spiritual journey is to be open, right? Because if you're closed off and closed-minded and you claim to know everything, then nothing will come in for you. There won't be opportunity, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I was thinking, going back to the karma that we, you know, are having, you know, this discussion on. So karma is making its way in here along with reincarnation, because I guess that would be that karmic energy, right? If we do, for those that do believe in past lives and reincarnation, then that karmic flow and that karmic energy would come into play, right? Because it's the that wheel, it's that cycle. I've actually had somebody tell me, you know, that white light, that tunnel, that when you die in that tunnel of white light that you see at the end is really not heaven. That's you just popping back out again and starting the journey all over again in a different way. I hope that's not true. I hope that I get a little downtime on the other side, or what I call Summerland, or that, you know, the spiritual world or heaven. But I also go back to Wayne Dyer, because he also said, how people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. And we were talking that before about the power of karma and what you give and what you give away. And we lose our power when we focus on things we can't control. And so that's an interesting perspective from Dr. Dyer, you know, to say, you know, how people treat us is their karma and how we react is ours. That's pretty deep. That just kind of still is a little mind blowing to me. You know, I've had to read it several times to go, okay, I don't know if I get it. I'm trying to get it, but that's that education and wisdom and knowledge piece I'm still trying to get down.
And so I think that's such valuable advice right now, you know?
Yeah, right. So when did you come to learn that you yourself had reincarnated? When, you know, because we talk about soul amnesia with reincarnation, or some of the studies and philosophies that I've learned about and written about, is we have soul amnesia because we come back, and if we remembered our past lives, we wouldn't make the same decisions and choices because we would know in ahead of time. So they talk about the soul amnesia, so your ability to have free will and choice to learn. When did you realize that you had been here, done that, got the t-shirt?
Multiple times. So I would say that, you know, you get triggered, right? Like, people go through life and they get triggered. So there's those past programs get triggered. And so for me, that's what was happening, is things were getting triggered for me, and I wasn't understanding. It didn't match up to what was happening in my lifetime, right? So then through past life regression is where I realized that I had been here before, is when I realized that this was the message that I needed to know at this time. Because each past life will bring in its own specific message, so, and it pertains to where you're at in this lifetime. The irony of reincarnation is that you're born in, your soul is born in again into a different physical body, but you're here living this life to remember. I mean, that's the irony of it, I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking of there's a quote from Frederick Lance that talked about reincarnation as that dance, right? You know, he says that reincarnation is a dance. It is a movement of life to the rhythm of the universe. Spirit and matter, us, as these human flesh shoots, join together as one dancing partner, two halves of a whole, and they dance and it goes on forever. And I always talk about the two halves of a whole, our physical, low vibration human flesh suit, and then our higher self, higher vibrating. And when you bring those two together, you really start to discover who you are, your authentic self. It brings healing, transformation. And I always remind people, you know, the body requires movement, but the mind requires stillness. And if you really want to start in this journey of who you are, I always say sit happens. So you need to sit in silence and stillness and make that sit happens, so you can identify to know thyself. And you may actually uncover some memories, or that soul amnesia may lift to where you're like, I've been here before. I have been here, done that, got the t-shirt. How can I change and not repeat what I've done? That karmic series that we're talking about.
Yeah, and I also think that certain situations, right, force us into getting over that soul amnesia, where it's, for you, you know, it was a near-death experience. For me, it was a severe illness. So there's certain things that happen and then push us over, right? Because we have to, because our mission here is greater than what we know.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, when I started this journey and it opened up for me, I realized that I'm just scratching the surface. It's like an iceberg, right? You see the top half of the iceberg, but the whole realization lies under the water. You know, and I've really come to accept that there is so much more than what we perceive ourselves to be, and reincarnation is just one aspect of that spiritual journey.
Absolutely. And I love that you use the iceberg metaphor, because that's what we use in hypnosis, right? Because that top 10% is what you see consciously, but 90% mm-hmm. of who you are, your subconscious, is underneath the water that you can't see. And that's why hypnotherapy is so powerful, and also past life regression, because it helps you to get there.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, what it did as well is it changed my perspective here in the physical journey, you know, trying to be successful in life and just keeping up with the Joneses and, you know, making that almighty dollar. That changed for me. And that was tough for me, you know, based on who I am and wanting that success. And then you kind of, you have that different perspective, or you have that soul adventure experience, and you're like, it really isn't about the money anymore, right? It kind of reminds me of what the, you know, I follow the Dalai Lama and his teachings and his philosophy. And he talked about, this is one thing that just kind of popped in my brain and we can just discuss and philosophize, is where he talked about that 9-to-5 job is the only way to spell success. And even, during the Super Bowl on Sunday, they had redone the commercial that Dolly Parton had done, Working 9-to-5. You know that song, Working 9-to-5?
Yeah.
And they changed it, Working 5-to-9. So instead of working for 8 hours, working 9-to-5, we're working 4 hours, 5-to-9. And it reminded me of what the Dalai Lama said about how man sacrifices his health, man and woman in this day and age, sacrifice their health in order to make money. And then we sacrifice money to recuperate our health. And then mm-hmm. we are so anxious about the future that we don't enjoy that present moment in the present or the future. And then we go living as if we're never going to die. And then we die having never truly lived, right? And that's what he said that surprised him the most about the spiritual human journey. And if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at start to change. Dr. Wayne Dyer teaches that, and I truly believe that now. And, you know, when people ask me, are you scared of death, Mark, I say, no. It's literally like what John Lennon said. Death is like getting out of one car and jumping into another. And that would be a form of reincarnation, right? Instead of being in the Cadillac, now I'm in a electric Prius.
Oh, no. Yeah. And like,
well, I'm just keeping up with the times.
I like that you bring up, you know, focusing on the present, because the other side of past life regression and going down that rabbit hole is a lot of people can get stuck in it, right? Like, it's so fascinating. Mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. so much to learn. But don't get stuck in it. There's a lesson. There's a message. Take that message and that lesson and now apply it to the present and move forward.
Yeah, exactly. And that's been a big, healthy, transformative thought process for me, is to find what I call the magic in the moment. And every time I do that, I hit my chimes as a way to remind me that a lot of us, you know, especially for our listeners out there, a lot of us are suffering our past. We can't go back. Your past and what happened to us, what happened to you, what happened to me, did not, you know, it's not who we became. We chose to become something different because of that past. But in preparation for that enlightenment, we have to suffer our past, but that doesn't mean that we have to live there. And a lot of people listening to today's show are still suffering their past. They're bitter, they're angry, they want revenge. You know, I always say revenge, the best revenge is forgiveness, to let your past go, because you can't go back and change that. Just like you can't, you know, you can plan your future out, but if you were to ask your 10-year-old self today, the future you envisioned back then and what you're doing now, it'd probably be a big letdown as far as it doesn't usually turn out the way that we've envisioned. That doesn't mean that planning's bad. It actually still planned. But again, we suffer our past, and we also suffer our imagination of what the future holds, and we miss the power in the moment, or what I like to say, mm-hmm. the magic in the moment. Don't you like those little chimes?
I love those chimes. I want those. Yeah. And I mean, I agree with that. And I also want to add that I actually encourage my clients to embrace their past. And for me, like, mm-hmm. it wasn't what happened to me. It was what happened for mm-hmm. me. I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't go through that. So I embrace it, because it's every single part of the past, whether it was good or bad, is part of who you are. And you really, in order to stand in your authenticity, you have to own it all.
Yeah, that's a good point. It didn't happen to me, because that's the victim mentality, right? It happened for me, which is
exactly.
that enlightened philosophy of, you know, the caterpillar doesn't become the butterfly without a severe struggle within the cocoon to sharpen its wings. And so, yeah, I like that you said that. It happened for us, so we could be here today on Inspired Living Radio talking about this topic and inspiring people and, you know, getting people to think outside the box, to carpe diem, to seize that day. And when we have our second and final break coming up here briefly here in just a minute. When we come back, I want to talk about the six basic theories of, you know, what happens to us when we die, to incorporate not just past life and reincarnation, but talk about some of the other philosophies and some of the work that you do as a medium, as an intuitive medium, and how you can explain to your clients, like, you know, because everybody that comes to see us, everything from atheists to agnostics to full believers, it's a whole range of experiences. And I think, you know, when you have this understanding of what happens after life, that there is life after death or after death communications, it can really change people. And I always say one reading can really transform you. I know it did for me. So for you, though, as an intuitive medium, how would you, if somebody's asking as a medium, how does that work with the spirit world? How do you communicate with the spirit realm if they don't have a voice? Like you're understanding me today.
Well, I have all my clarys, right? So they do have a voice, right? There's an essence of them that's on the other side, and I'm hearing it beyond the veil. Or they present imagery, pictures. I'm also smelling things. So all forms of communication are open. So they still have a voice. It's not like they're gone. And just like Rene Descartes said, our consciousness lives on, and it does. And so I'm communicating with the consciousness.
Yeah. And I was being facetious there because I knew that you were going to have the answer to this. Yes, the spirit world does have a voice. And I like that you plugged your other show, Beyond the Veil, because you have two shows that you do on the radio. So we can talk about that when we come back from the break. But they do have a voice. We just have to listen in different ways because they find ways to communicate through signs, symbols, synergy, synchronistic events, not just this, you know, crude matter of a vibration off a vocal cord. So the spirit world does have a very powerful, loving voice of inspiration and guidance. And when we come back from our final break with our special guest today, Sakura Sutter, we're going to pick up right where we left off, and we're going to get into some theories. We're going to talk about more reincarnation and past life. And until that 2 minutes passes, time just keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcomed to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
And I love that last commercial. Truth can inspire change. Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Our very special guest today, Sakura Sutter, joining us here right in my backyard of the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. She is an amazing being, doing amazing work, inspiring and helping heal and transform people. Sakura, welcome back to the show. How can people connect with you? How can they listen to your two shows that you're streaming through? And where can they find
you? I have three shows, Mark.
Oh, you have three? Yeah, oh, underachiever.
I have three. I know, totally, right? So you can find me SakuraSutter.com. But the radio show plays on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 Pacific time on Seattle's KKNW or 1150KKNW.com. And it also plays on Sundays from 12 to 1 Pacific time on KBKW, which is the talk of Grays Harbor. You can find also the archive shows anywhere you can find podcasts, so Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, all of that. And yeah, and you can find more information about my clinic, which is in Redmond, Washington, at SakuraSutter.com.
Very cool. I didn't know you were doing three shows. Two wasn't enough. So you're going to be on the air here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So so what I was thinking of, I was thinking of Paulo Coelho that talked about, you know, one of his books. One of the first books I read was The Alchemist. In the spiritual journey of awakening and transformation. I'm sure you've read it, and followed by The Four Agreements, which I had Don Miguel Ruiz on 2 weeks ago talking about his new book, The Actor. And so, you know, it's maybe I'll get, you know, Paulo on Inspired Living Radio in the future. But there was a quote that came up for me during the commercial break where he talked about one day you will wake up and there won't be any more time to do the things you've always wanted to do. So for our listeners, do them now. Do them now. Do not wait. Take a leap of faith. Do what I talked about on my Monday morning show, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays. If you don't risk it, there is no biscuit. So you've got to take chances. You've got to take leaps of faith because time is our greatest commodity, but it's always slipping away. So reincarnation. Please.
And Mark, did you find that when you came back from your near-death experience? So for me, coming back from being sick, just like you said, time is of the essence. I was so enthusiastic to live my life. And I realized that I wasn't really living it. I was just going through the motions, you know, just being a part on the ride. But really, after coming back from being sick was when I was like, no, it's like game time. So was it the same for you?
It was. And, you know, for me, though, it was a little because I had to, you know, really get over a mountain of ego, you know, because, you know, I was raised in Catholicism. I was, you know, I served in the military. Then I was in the fire service. Very, you know, confident, logical, analytical, life-saving type of left brain thinking. So for me, it took a little bit more to get over my ego and kind of murder my ego, if you will, so I could get to the place of authenticity and really discover that passion to start living. Because then, you know, again, when you go down this road of awakening, and maybe the shakening caused the awakening, or maybe you're naturally born with it, people have opinions. And I felt, and I started to realize I was living my life going through the motions, keeping up with the Joneses, or living my life according to somebody else's beliefs and words, not my own. And so when I started to break free of that, you know, of course, when you no longer give in to manipulation, be prepared to be rejected or be weird or be, you know, a little bit of an outcast, if you will. But at the same time, and now that I'm, you know, been doing this for a while, I always tell people, you know, some people call me crazy. Other people call me for spiritual consulting advice. So, you know, that's living part of your authentic path. And yeah, I have to say, I enjoy doing what I do, whether it's radio or giving a reading or writing an article. I enjoy it now, but it wasn't always the case. But the passion developed over time, and the passion is still there. The drive is still there. And, you know, it's a lot of who I am today and what I do with, you know, helping share that message with others.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So as an intuitive medium, how do you explain reincarnation to your clients if they ask?
Yeah, because there comes this discrepancy, right, of how do people reincarnate if you're able to communicate.
Speaking of weird.
Right? Right? Yeah. So I explain it from the sense of that I'm communicating, like I told you before the break, with the consciousness, so with an essence of them, that they still will go on and incarnate if they choose to, right? Or they might hang out in Bardo for a little bit. But yeah, and so I'm just communicating with the essence of them. And really, for me, that didn't start kicking in until I started coming back from being ill in 2017, where I was seeing, you know, I was seeing spirits in my room that had just passed and were lost and didn't know where to go. I didn't know how to communicate with them at that point. And then also just hearing them come in. So for me, one of the things I had to lose was my attachment as to how this was going to come in for me. And I think that's where a lot of people get lost on the spiritual path, is they get married into these attachments of how things are going to come in for them. And that's not the case. Things come in different ways for every single person, as well as the people on the other side. When they are communicating, that may not be how you think it's going to be. And it may be different for every person. So that's my advice, is don't get married to it. Don't get married to or don't have any expectations, if you will. Just be open.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially for our listeners out there, if you're on the spiritual path and the journey, I always remind people to be like Jedi. Jedi don't have attachments. And when we have an expectation of something, it's usually the outcome is quite disappointing when you expect things before they happen. So yeah, being open, connecting to what is unseen, the journey is always transformative. I always go back to, you know, I try to apply a lot of science and rational thinking into in my work as a spiritualist, as an actual spiritual member of the SNU in England, Spiritual National Union. We talk about the energy in our heart, the divine spark. We know how the heart works. I know everything about the heart as a certified healthcare provider. I can tell you all day long about the chambers of the heart and the veins and the arteries and the aorta. And, you know, what makes the heart beat is something we don't understand with science today. Mm-hmm. It's that spark of energy. And if you follow the applications of physics and how we understand physics today, energy always has to go somewhere. So the energy that's in your heart, that's making your heart beat, that pumps the blood, that gives you the breath, that allows you to have this experience, when that stops, that energy doesn't just poof, go away. As Einstein talked about, energy always has to move somewhere. So the question is, where does it move? And second, reincarnation can actually be applied even in the physical world. You don't actually have to die to be reincarnated, because everything you and I are talking about right now, in a sense, based on our experiences, we've been reincarnated into something else, because what we once believed, we don't believe anymore. And the work that we were once doing, we're not doing anymore. So in a sense, that's also a physical reincarnation of self, which has always been fascinating to me as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely.
So we were going to open the phone lines, but we are just having so much fun. We're not going to open up the phone lines for questions today, because there's just so much. I think we'll have to do a part two on this, Sakura, because past lives and reincarnation is just, you know, it's a rebirth. And I was just thinking of that, like, you know, I was kind of reborn and being like a child again and having to unlearn everything that I learned so I can move into that spiritual pathway. But you know, for our listeners out there, there's a lot of theories out there. And again, what Sakura and I are sharing with you today doesn't mean that it's the right way. It's just us offering our perspective and our soul adventures of what we've come to learn about past lives and reincarnation. Now, the human race out there has come up with pretty much six basic theories about what happens to us when we die. The first one is what we call materialism, that nothing survives. Death ends is pretty much the all of us. A lot of atheists believe that in materialism, that it's, you know, it's been around since about the 18th century. But it's a strong minority view of what industrialized nations become, and that you just work, you pay your taxes, buy stuff, and then you die, and that's it. So it's, you know, it's that atheism approach, or we all would also call it materialism. Now, we're talking about reincarnation today in past lives, which that is the belief from historical past and the philosophy and the studies and the science that the individual soul survives and it's reincarnated into another body, and that reincarnation is usually connected with whatever that belief system is of the person, you know, the notion of karma, if you will, like what we've been talking about, and how the soul has fulfilled its destiny here within that body, learned its lessons, and became sufficiently enlightened so it can go back to its divine status and absorbed into a, you know, maybe a timeless identity and realm, or, you know, I think of Jesus talking about the many mansions in heaven from a scripture standpoint. If there's many mansions in heaven, I'm thinking, well, man, there must be something after this, that there's many mansions I get to go into. But we also have, you know, paganism, which is, you know, the ghost survives and goes to a place of the dead, kind of the dark, gloomy underworld, which, you know, there's so much light in the world. I just don't know if I would even sign off on that, about ghost energy and the ghosts survive, but it's less alive. That's what we call paganism. We have pantheism, which is death changes nothing. It just survives death. And it's pretty much just the same realm that you're in. And that when you die, nothing really changes. You just kind of go to another matrix format, I guess. You kind of get unplugged and replugged back in. It's more of the Eastern mysticism of separateness, including time, which is the illusion. And, you know, that's called pantheism. And again, for everybody listening, you can go research these on your own. But there's pretty much six of these philosophies, and we're just talking about reincarnation today. There's immortality, you know, that the individual soul survives death, but not the body, and the soul eventually reaches its eternal destiny of heaven or hell, you know, perhaps whatever those intermediate stages are called purgatory. So that's immortality. And of course, a lot of people know the resurrection. That's associated with Jesus Christ and his resurrection off the cross 3 days later, and how the soul separates from the body, but it's reunited at the end of the world. So that's the difference, is in order for the resurrection to take place, you have to have the end of the world in order for it to have its new immortal resurrected body by a divine miracle, right? So that's kind of more like waiting for the end of the world for resurrection to take place. So I'm more in tune with reincarnation, because I don't want to wait till the end of the world to get this all figured out and have that immortal body. But those are just, you know, for us to identify and try to have a deeper understanding of what death and dying is. The human consciousness, you know, the human race has come up with these six basic theories. And so if you're new to all this, check it out, research it. There's lots of, you know, information out there on how to explore all these different modalities of, you know, reincarnation and past life. But today's show is all focused on Sakura Sutter and her experience with reincarnation and past lives. What is the concept of reincarnation as a gift for all of us, Sakura?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just gives us hope, right? That there's more past this life, and it also inspires us to do better and be greater in this lifetime, right? And then if you know that that karma is going to carry over, why wouldn't you want to clear that now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it does give us this renewed sense of hope that this isn't it, right? That there's more. Although for some, yeah, they're just like, I don't know if I want to come back. So I don't know. I guess it depends on the person. But yeah. Renewed.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder that myself. Like, do I really have to come back and repeat all of this? Really? But, you know, I think it's a thought that, you know, most people have when it comes to past lives, reincarnation. I always say, you know, the deja vus that we experience are you know, that's why I love the movie The Matrix, because The Matrix hit on so many spiritual levels and consciousness and metaphysics. And when they had the glitch in The Matrix, sometimes when we have a deja vu, is it, you know, a brief lifting of your soul amnesia being lifted to be like, wait a minute, I've seen, or did I dream about this, or I know this to be true? So the deja vus that we've all experienced, everybody that's listening to the show today has had a deja vu moment, and I've always long wondered, what is the resonance? What is the energy behind that? Someday that'll be one of my questions.
You know, for me, it just allows me to know that I'm on the right path. I don't know. It's just kind of like seeing the synchronicity of numbers to know that I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, it's on the right path, because people always ask, am I on the right path? And I always say, you're right where you need to be at the time. So, you know, there was a, you know, I want to bring a little bit of scripture, because I read a lot of, not just what's in the Bible, but I also read a lot of the lost scriptures, the book of St. Thomas, called the Gnostic Gospel according to St. Thomas. And he talked about, because he had conversations with Jesus, and it wasn't included into the Bible, because the Bible is a set of letters that have been compressed into a book, edited at the time. So if you're ever interested in learning about what Jesus referred to in his form of reincarnation, he said, you know, to Thomas in the book of Thomas, or the letter of Thomas, he said, watch and pray that you may not be born in the flesh, but that you may leave the bitter bondage of this life. In other words, pray that you are not reborn on earth, but you return to higher realms. So even, you know, Jesus at the time was talking about, you know, if you're not learning and you're growing and evolving and trying to reach that enlightenment, you know, the bitter bondage of this life or the flesh versus, you know, being reborn into the higher realms. I was like, okay, I could do with that. I could, you know, go with that. And then there's also, he talked about men suffer from their deeds in former lives. So for me, as a scientist and as a spiritualist, I see that quote from Jesus talking about, well, if men suffer their deeds in former lives, then there's got to be some truth to reincarnation, or there's got to be something about after what happens when we die. Otherwise, Jesus is lying, and I don't think he was a liar,
right.
And people would probably get mad if I said that. So men suffer from their deeds in former lives, and so that's my belief in reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do part two later on in the year. I'd like to bring you back and continue. These conversations are so fun and enlightening and transformative. And again, if people want to listen to your show and find you on the internet, where can they do that?
So SakuraSetter.com. You can also go on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 and 1150kknw.com, or also kbkw.com on Sundays from 12 to 1.
Ooh. All right. So check her out. Get on her podcast or her live streaming show. Sakura, thank you so much for hanging out with us today here on Inspired Living Radio. I look forward to another conversation of inspiration, encouragement, motivation, and of course, that path of enlightenment and reaching that enlightenment. So we'll be back here in 2 weeks with another show of Inspired Living Radio. Thanks for so much for listening in. We appreciate you. You are the inspired and the inspiration. And I'm just going to leave you with this quote from Kim Stanley that says, reincarnation is a story we tell. Then in the end, it's the story itself that is the reincarnation. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to today's show. This has been Inspired Living Radio with our special guest today, Sakura Sutter. Stay safe out there, and until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate, and most importantly, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live to discover that diamond within. Namaste.